With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Police in Rhode Island have a person of interest in custody after a shooting at Brown University killed two people and wounded nine others. The incident happened yesterday afternoon in a classroom during final exams. Surveillance video shows the suspect dressed in black calmly walking away. The shooting paralyzed the campus with students sheltering in place for hours. Nine people with gunshot wounds were taken to the hospital with one in critical condition. A deadly shooting in Australia's prime minister is calling an anti-Semitic attack has claimed more lives.
At least 16 people were killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a Hanukkah celebration on Sydney, Australia's Bondi Beach. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is calling it an act of anti-Semitic terrorism.
This is a targeted attack on Jewish Australians on the first day of Hanukkah, which should be a day of joy, a celebration of faith.
At least 38 others were injured in the attack. One gunman was fatally shot by police, and the second is under arrest in the hospital in critical condition. I'm Donna Water.
This past week, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem firmly defended the Trump administration's hardline policies on illegal immigration, border security, and drug enforcement.
We're removing illegal aliens who came in under the Biden administration. By the end of this year, 2.5 million illegal aliens will have left our country. That includes over 600,000 that were detained and deported, but 1.9 million virtually have left voluntarily.
In addition to testimony on Capitol Hill, she also addressed remarks to the Homeland Security and Defense Forum's Border Security Symposium. This is SRN News. A new analysis of communism and faith.
Radical Islam is perhaps the greatest threat to the safety of Christians around the globe, but communist governments are a big problem, too. International Christian Concern has released a report that concludes the five biggest communist regimes are cracking down on believers more than ever, beginning with China. Repression is also growing in North Korea, Cuba, Vietnam, and Laos. There may be as many as 100 million Christians in China alone. Michael Harrington reporting.
The national dispute over medication abortion is playing out in Washington, D.C. A group of 51 Republican senators and 22 GOP attorneys generals have asked the FDA to reinstate the 2021 in-person restriction and append the transit of abortion pills. In response, 47 Democratic senators issued letters supporting the safety of the drugs. This is SRN News. Dick Van Dyke celebrates 100 years.
Actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke is 100 years old.
I have no idea why I'm here, but I can't be more thrilled.
That was Van Dyke when he was honored by the Kennedy Center in 2021. From The Dick Van Dyke Show.
Starring Dick Van Dyke.
To Mary Poppins.
With the jolly all the night with Mary.
To playing a physician sleuth on the TV series Diagnosis Murder. Dick Van Dyke has been entertaining us for a long time.
I've been in the business 75 years. I can't believe it.
That was last year at the Television Academy. So it's 76 years now, Dick. I'm Donna Water.
A French supermarket's Christmas advert has captured hearts worldwide without using generative AI. The 2.5-minute film, Unloved, tells the story of a lonely wolf who chooses to change. More details at srnnews.com.